are you doing, Scooter? You practicing some fool's ball drills, huh?
No. I'm gonna join the military.
You are gonna join the military?
Yeah.
Dude, there's no way you could pass any of the military tests.
Yes, huh?
What branch of the military are you gonna join?
I'm gonna join the Space Force. Check it out. I can moonwalk.
For one, that's the worst moonwalk I've ever seen, and two, I'm pretty sure that's not part of the test.
Well, also, I have great calf genetics. These bad boys right here, with the moon's gravity, I bet you I could jump 40 feet. And on top of that, I can hold my breath for a really long time.
Scooter, holding your breath is not part of the test. Also, you can't hold your breath in space. If you take your helmet off, your whole head's gonna explode. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know why you're even trying to That was only like 20 seconds. Not impressive at all. Scooter, wake up!
What's up, everybody? My name is Scott, and you're watching Kentucky Ballistics. And today, we're gonna do some science with the military's new battle rifle. For a very long time now, the military's primary rifle has been the M4 chambered in 5.56, but now they've moved on to the M7 chambered in 2.77 Fury, also known as 6.8x51. The rifle I have today is a SIG MCX Spear chambered in 2.77 Fury, which is basically the civilian version. This rifle is pretty stinking cool, and that's about as far as my evaluation of this rifle is gonna go today. I'm not gonna get into the details and specs of this gun. What I am mostly interested in today is the cartridge. The 2.77 Fury is the talk of the town, the new hotness, some may say. It's throwing a 135 grain bullet upwards of 3,000 feet per second. It has a hybrid three-piece case because this thing is cranking out some very high pressure. 5.56 is cranking out around 62,000 PSI, while the 2.77 Fury is cranking out 80,000 PSI. And I have to say, that makes my neck itch. Well, today I want to find out just how powerful the military new rifle and new cartridge is. What can it do and what can it not do? I have tests lined up from body armor all the way to bulletproof glass, and I am very excited to get started. Check engine light. Still there. You know, check engine lights come on for a reason, and they don't just fix themselves. And debt works the same way. Minimum payments will keep you limping along, but fees and interest stacks up. The diagnosis is it's time for a real fix, and PDS Debt, today's sponsor, has helped hundreds of thousands reduce what they owe and get moving again. Whether you're struggling with medical bills, credit cards, personal loans, or maybe automotive debt, PDS Debt has custom options to help get you out of debt. They go beyond the numbers to understand your unique financial situation and craft a personalized plan designed just for you. There's no minimum credit score required. They're here to help you save money, pay off your debt faster, and start putting money back where it belongs, in your pockets. PDS Debt is A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau, boasts thousands of 5-star reviews on Google, and holds a 5-star rating on Trustpilot. Why, you ask? Because PDS Debt has helped hundreds of thousands of people get out of debt. Every month you wait costs you more in interest and fees. The best time to start was yesterday. The second best time to start is today. Don't ignore those warning signs another month. Get back in the driver's seat in 30 seconds. Get your free personalized assessment and the best option for you at pdsdebt.com/KYB. That's pdsdebt.com/KYB. pdsdebt.com/KYB. Again, a big thank you to PDS Debt for sponsoring today's video. If you want to check them out, there's a link in the description down below. First things first, we're just gonna take a few shots with this at a steel target. I am loaded up with 20 rounds of 2.77 Fury, and these are 113 grain full metal jackets. This thing has a rear charging handle and a side charging handle, which is very nifty. I'm gonna use the side charger. All right,
Here we go. Recoil is not too bad, which I hate. I would not want to be that steel right now. I wish it was kicking a little more, but you know, I guess it's all right. This target made by Shoot Steel is made to shoot rifles. It doesn't shoot rifles. Can you shoot the rifle? You can't, can you? Nope, my words are dumb. This target made by Shoot Steel is meant to be shot by rifles at closer ranges. It has a very steep angle, and typically when I shoot this thing, it's unscathed. But even with that steep angle, there are dents in this thing from the 277 Fury, which is pretty crazy. So those things are screaming. Ah! The next test is going to be the She-Bee kicking test. I have an air mattress set up. I have another 20 rounds of 277 Fury, and I'm gonna shoot all 20 rounds completely flat-footed and see if it knocks me over. All right, completely flat-footed, standing straight up. Here we go. All right. Well, she indeed be kicking. The next test we have for this rifle is going to be the bulletproof glass test. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not really sure what this is rated for, but it's pretty thick. This glass is a little over an inch, probably close to an inch and a half thick. We're gonna hit this glass with 5.56 and 277 Fury, and I have not shown you this yet, but this is a comparison of the two rounds. You can see that 277 Fury is quite a bit bigger than the 5.56, but it is still moving very fast, but it is a much bigger bullet. Up first is the AR-15, 5.56 full metal jacket. Here we go. Now for the 277 Fury. With full metal jackets. Here we go. At first glance, it's pretty obvious that the 277 Fury hit this glass a lot harder than the 5.56. 5.56 still smacked it pretty good though. We got some good damage there, but the glass did stop it and there's no bulge. As for the 277 Fury, hit it a whole lot harder. We have fractures and cracks all the way down here, and it's very obvious that it was delivering more power. And I don't think we made it completely through, but man, we were really close. That is pretty impressive. So I would say that the 277. So from what I understand, one of the main reasons the military swapped to the 277 Fury was body armor penetration. So up next, we're gonna do a test with our little Gremlin here. And I have a level 4 body armor plate made by Premier Body Armor. And this thing will stop just about anything. We're gonna see if it will stop the 277 Fury. Now take into consideration, these are full metal jackets. These are not armor penetrating rounds. One round, going straight down the middle, probably help if I pop the caps off there. Here we go. Done blew his legs off, Lieutenant Dan. Poor little fella. You okay, little guy? Let's get you up. Oh, okay. Oh. Well, whether the body armor stopped it or not, it blew his legs off. I mean, it delivered a lot of energy to this little gremlin. Okay, here's the hit right here. What do you think? You think it went through? Let's find out. I'm gonna let you have the first peek. I can see the reflection in the lens. It did not go through. It's pretty impressive. But I really would like to know what would happen if we had AP rounds. But this did create quite the bulge back here. And as you saw, it was still delivering a lot of energy.
Get you to the hospital, little guy. Get your body parts. All right, let's go.
All right, now it's time to do a scientific ballistic gel test. I have two 16-inch blocks of 10% clear ballistics gel sent to us by Clear Ballistics, and we're gonna blast them with 113-grain full metal jacket and 155-grain Botel hollow point. And to add to the fun, I have what is called a chronograph. This magical device will measure the speed of our bullets and doubles as a foot massager. I have two different rounds, like I said. First, I'm gonna send a 155-grain boat tail hollow point over the chronograph and then put one in the gel. Okay, here we go. 2,640 feet per second, that's pretty fast. Now we're gonna shoot the gel. I'm gonna get really close because I'm not really sure where to aim with this, so here we go. Looks like we blew out the bottom, shot a little low, but that is one heck of a wound channel. That did some damage. Pretty impressive. Now let's see what happens when we hit it with a full metal jacket. Now we have a 113-grain full metal jacket. Let's see how fast it's going. 3,099 feet per second. That is screaming. Ah! Okay, now for the gel. Here we go. Let's see here. Might get a little straight. There we go. Oh, my goodness. And I tell you what, that's weird. I got an extra round in there. I'll send another one over the chronograph. Here we go. That was a little low. There's our shot with the full metal jacket. And what's interesting is the wound channel looks about the same as the boat tail hollow point, and then they converged into the same channel and opened up right here. You got your little opening right there, and then went through here and shot out the bottom again. I'm guessing I probably wasn't level when I shot that. Also wasn't level with that last shot on the chronograph. Up next is going to be the armor truck test. I have two rounds loaded up. I have a 155-grain boat tail hollow point and a 113-grain full metal jacket, apparently screaming at 3,099 feet per second. We're gonna take a shot at our armored truck, see if we penetrate it. Okay, full metal jacket is first. Here we go. And now the boat tail hollow point. I think we may have made it inside there. Okay, well, I'm trying to brag here, but I was accidentally accurate. I put both of those about the size of my thumbnail, and that was honestly a complete accident. I didn't mean to do that, but very cool that I did. Let's take a look on the inside. Okay. Probably gonna have to let that air out for a second. It's a little stanky in there.
12 seconds later.
So, we hit right here. We can see both of our holes went through the armored truck, and then directly across, we have two new holes right here. So we blew completely through the armored truck with both rounds of the 277 Fury. Pretty impressive. Now it's time to find out what kind of energy transfer we are getting out of the 277 Fury. And in my opinion, our best options today are a giant jar of pickles. I have a 3-pound container of cottage cheese. I have a 5-pound container of sour cream. And then I have 1 gallon of absolute poison, aka milk. I'm allergic. But you know what else would have been cool to shoot today? A helicopter! Well, it's not too late to make that happen, though. This is my book, Boom Pow, I'm Braver Now. And I'm sure most of you have some sort of a little one in your life that could use a story about facing your fears and getting back up when life knocks you down. Inspired by me! And that's not even the best part. The best part is a portion of every book sold goes to help a family whose child is fighting cancer through the Parker Project. And we have a specific family that we are trying to hit a big goal with. We are trying to provide them with rent for an entire year. And when we hit that goal, we are going to destroy my helicopter. And I saw your comments and some people were asking, how can we donate to the family directly? I now have a link for that. And we have a status bar of how close we are to our goal. And if you want to keep up with it in real time, just swing over to bravernowbook.com. And while you're there, you can pick up my book. It's a win-win-win. You get an awesome book, you're helping a great cause, and you're gonna get to see a helicopter get destroyed. Now let's go blast these dairy products. Let's start out with the 1 gallon of milk. Here we go. I think I just kinda nicked it. How about that sour cream? Now the cottage cheese. And now, oh! Pickles everywhere. I've got 2 rounds left. Well, this table looks absolutely disgusting. For one, it's covered in milk. I don't really want to touch that. Sour cream had a good hit. Cottage cheese, look at that. That is super duper gross. I mean, come on in here. Get you a good look at that. You see that there? People who eat that, I don't trust you. How can you eat that? It's the texture, you know, it's just disgusting. And looks like the pickles went absolutely everywhere. Well, that's gonna be it for today's video. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure and give it a like and hit that subscribe button and let me know what you thought about the 277 Fury in the comment section down below. Also, don't forget, if you want to pick up a nifty Kentucky Ballistics t-shirt, swing over to KentuckyBallistics.com. There's a link in the description down below. And as always, my name is Scott. Thank you so much for watching Kentucky Ballistics. I'll see you next time.